Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Jack Oldrick is our guest. Jack, give us your website, please.
JumpTheCurve.net.
Can they find your predictions there?
They can. Yes, they are. There might be a post on top, but if you go to the second or third post, which will be on the homepage,
right. They
will be able to find all 10 predictions.
Good. Sounds good. Check that out, folks, at JumpTheCurve.com. They can find your books there, too, can't they?
They absolutely can.
Yeah. And also, wherever books are sold, his last name is spelled ULDRICH. Jack, let's talk to us about this billboard thing, this interactive billboard that you see coming at us in retail stores in 2011.
Yeah, this is both exciting and frightening from a privacy perspective, that the technology is getting so good that the sensors can now detect that not only that a patron in the store is there, but they can detect the gender and essentially the age through facial recognition. And so what these interactive billboards are going to be able to do is to say, oh, I know that Jack is a male. He's between the ages of 40 and 50. Hmm. I am going to post an ad for something that they think that I am most interested in.
So they're
going
to profile you physically.
That's right.
They're going to profile you physically and chronologically.
That's right.
When you walk in, they're going to know which bathroom you're going to go to when you come in, and they'll profile you that way, and they're going to see how much gray hair you have or how many wrinkles you have, that kind of thing, and then they're going to try to as you walk through, they're going to be interior billboards that are going to come up with that when you get close to them.
That's exactly right. And here's another way to think about this:
that's going to start getting annoying, isn't it?
Well, it is going to get annoying, but what the marketers are hoping is that, one, that you won't really be paying that much attention to how the ads are changing.
Subliminal.
And you're going to find it convenient. Like, oh, that is a product I am interested in. Or what's more interesting is if you're wearing a pair of jeans and you're carrying that, the ad will know that based on sort of RFID, sort of a computer chip
right. In
the pair of pants.
Radio.
And then it will say, oh, maybe you want to buy a matching sweater or some shoes.
Radio frequency. Hang on a second here, Jack. RFID, folks, radio frequency ID. This is where the thread in your, as you said, in your jeans or your shirt or whatever, actually has code in it. And so now, Jack, what about that? I mean, when they start connecting those two pieces of technology, isn't that going to freak people out a little bit? I mean, go ahead.
It is going to freak people out, but what's going to happen is that RFID tag can actually be disabled right there at the point as soon as you purchase it.
So you can opt in or opt out. But you know, Jack, one of the things here's the interesting thing about what you're saying, and this is the same thing as cookies. You know, when you visit a website, folks, sometimes they'll put cookies on your computer. So when you come back, they'll recognize you. But here's the thing. In a way, you can say, well, that violates my privacy. But what if those cookies remember that website and you tell it you want to remember your password? Now it's a convenience, isn't it?
That's right. And I think that's the real big battle, is that there are going to be people who really value their privacy and don't want it, but there are going to be as many, if not more, who really value the convenience of all of this. And I don't think that there is a clear-cut answer, and it's going to sort of play itself out over time.
Here's what's going to happen over time, Jack, in my opinion. You and I are going to fight. You and I are going to be very discerning, very aggressive users or deniers of this service. Your children and my grandchildren are going to be less like that because it's going to become such a part of their life. They're going to kind of not. It's not going to be as big a deal to them as it is to us.
Well, that's right. I think you already see younger people sharing all sorts of information online that you and I never would do. That their sort of threshold of privacy is, dropping quite quickly.
And that's frightening too, because now we're talking about, you know, maybe now, Jack, instead of 1984, we're talking 2084, right?
Well, that's right.
Hey, Jack, give us the website again, please.
It is jumpthecurve.net.
And what's the new book, the newest one?
The newest book is Unlearning 101, 50 Lessons in Thinking Inside Out.
All right, I like that. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back again real soon.
I will do that. Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jack Uldrich, ladies and gentlemen. JumpTheCurve.com. Check out his website there and all the things he has. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you today, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.